This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. And again, we will be here each week on this day for our show, Your Money Matters, and we bring you mostly local businesses and partners of Affordable Interest Mortgage and friends of our show as well, and a lot of different topics that deal with your money. It's great to have Greg Lackey back with us, Accelerated Insurance Group. Greg, good to see you, sir.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Josiah Ellis is with us from Design Health. So, Josiah, good to see you.
Good to see you guys as well.
All right. So, insurance.
Where do we start?
Healthcare. Affordable healthcare, as mine went up. Almost approaching $900 a month this time.
Oh,
for
well,
just me. Yeah.
Well, as you know, Greg's my agent, and my wife decided to move over and transfer hers simply because her insurance went from like $830 to $1,100. Now, I'm lucky I got Medicare this year, so I'm kind of pretty safe. But so she's decided to join Medishare because of the cost just keeps going up. It's nuts.
Greg, are more and more people more excited to hurry up and get to Medicare?
Well, maybe on one side of the things, yeah. You know, when it comes to insurance, and on the other side, I don't know. I wake up in the morning.
I don't like that part.
No, I don't like that part at all. So I don't know. You know, as I was explaining to someone this morning, I said, you know, Medishare is actually kind of a byproduct of what the ACA has created. I mean, people are looking for a different option, and Medishare does offer that. Does come with some caveats that people need to, you know, understand and if they're comfortable with. And I think it's a very, very viable option. And you know, the healthcare debate, as we've had on this program, you know, for a couple years, the costs just continue to rise, and politicians continue to use it. I think it is fodder. They don't really address the problem as much as just continue to talk about it and create anxiety or create hope that there's some resolution out there that if you vote for them, they'll resolve.
Mm-hmm. So let's kind of just check the pulse right now, so to speak, of where we're at, starting a new year and our rates and all the different things. I mean, it's never going to go back down to what we would call reasonable rates, is it, once you get into these kind of rates and people are paying it?
I don't see how it will. You know, I mean, as long as you continue to, you know, talk about the benefits and, you know, the costs are going to, you know, at least hold. You know, I mean, this year there wasn't that big of an increase. You know, they'll tell you 6%, 5%, but when, you know, you're talking about 6%, say, on $1,000 versus 6% on $500, well, that 6% is, you know, in the eyes of the beholder.
Right.
So, but, yeah, I mean, there's going to have to be a solution at some point, and I'm not sure what that is. I know Josiah is very, very well spoken on this subject and spends an awful lot more time on it than I do, and he probably can weigh in.
No, I think it's a lot of money, and I think that, you know, Greg put it best, is that Medishare is really a byproduct of the ACA, and really what Medishare represents in my mind is the type of system that we had before the ACA went into effect, where you had health plans that you were medically underwritten for, especially in the individual market.
Right.
And you could buy them 12 months a year. You go through medical underwriting, and for 85% of the population, it worked really well. Here in Colorado, we had what was called Cover Colorado. And so if you did have a pre-existing condition, you could obtain insurance through Cover Colorado. The ironic thing is that Cover Colorado was less expensive than a lot of the small business plans or group insurance plans that existed at the time. And so what happened is it really blended Cover Colorado and that individual insurance pool when the ACA went into effect. And what's happened is each year the premiums have gone up significantly,
right,
because the carriers have had to try to figure out how to price these plans. And so now that the individual mandate has been reduced to zero, a lot of individuals are saying, I don't have to have the coverage now. And so you're starting to see a bleed off, not only because of the individual mandate. I think that's maybe one component of it. The biggest is cost.
Yeah.
And when you look at the cost of a MediShare plan, it's really going back to what the cost of plans were in the individual market going back to pre-2014. And so that's what this industry is going to have to grapple with going into this next year. It's not really a Republican or a Democrat issue. It's a cost issue. And so you've got individuals that buy insurance through the exchange that receive a tax credit or financial assistance to help reduce their premium. They're not feeling the effects of the increases year over year because the tax credit that the government provides subsidizes or offsets that increase. But those that are, you know, self-employed business owners, independent consultants, don't have access to health insurance through their job, they're bearing the full brunt of this cost. And when you look at, you know, the cost of you know, insuring a family of four is $1,800, $2,000, $2,200 a month.
We talked about that at the end of last year.
I mean, it's a mortgage.
Yeah.
Or more than a mortgage,
yeah,
in a lot of cases. And that's here on the Front Range. When you go into the mountains, it's obviously, it's much more expensive. And so, you know, our feeling and my feeling, you know, having worked at the state level and also at the federal level on policy is that the best resolution that could come out of this is Republicans and Democrats get together and try to figure out how to move forward in a bipartisan manner rather than this political football going back and forth.
We don't know if that's ever going to change.
That's true.
But one of the questions I want to ask, this federal judge in Texas, when he struck down the ACA,
mm-hmm.
How is that, or has that had a ripple effect, or do you think it's going to make much change?
Not this year. Maybe in future years.
2020?
Depending on how quickly it gets to the Supreme Court, because eventually I think it'll go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be interesting to see how the Supreme Court will weigh in on it. My feeling is that they're going to kick it back to Congress and say, Congress, you need to do your job and fix the issue, rather than having it continually work through the court system and have the court system determine it. You know, have Congress come together bipartisan and put rules in place that are, you know, that are friendly. So it's definitely an interesting take, but the judge at, I think the federal judge actually issued a stay on his own ruling and basically said, I know it's going to go through the court system, so I don't want it to adversely affect the market. Bottom line is individuals that want health insurance today can get it in the ACA markets, but you're going to continue to see a bleed out of those markets for people that just don't want to pay that cost. So they don't get a subsidy or they're just tired of paying $1,500 or $2,000, you know, a month. I think there's a lot of fatigue in the market. And we're in a prospering economy. If we have any type of a pullback,
first thing's going to go.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's going to go.
It will go.
Well, and the kicker is most of us have, you know, $6,000 to $8,000 deductible, and so here, you know, paying $800 or $900 a month. So I'm paying, and I might spend $500 toward a deductible, which I'd rather be healthy. Don't get me wrong, needing it, but I mean, it's just like you're just paying all this money, man.
85% of the system doesn't use their policies. It's really a very small percentage. 15% on the high end down to 5% are using their policies. The other 15% are basically self-funding a majority of their care. And they're never hitting that deductible. And if they are, it's once every 10 years, once every 15 years. But yet you're spending $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 a year, you know, in premiums for something that you're not using, which is one of the only industries that could command that kind of premium or that kind of cost for something that you really are not using, except if you have something catastrophic happen.
We have an HSA, and my wife had some issues last year, and our deductible was $6,000. She spent $5,600. Perfect example. We never got into anything else, so we start the year all over again. And to go back to another $6,000 if she has these issues, MediShare picked her up except for on her blood pressure, but other than that, everything is fine. So she won't have that. We still have the HSA that we're using, so it's working out fine for us. But you're right. We never got to get any of that money that she was paying $800 a month for.
You know, and the interesting thing is the ACA, you know, love it, hate it, don't like it, indifferent, did extend coverage to those individuals with pre-existing conditions.
Right.
Right. What it failed, I feel, my opinion, miserably on is addressing the cost issue. There was nothing in the ACA to put any pressure on the system or allow for transparency or to empower consumers to allow the system to begin to really clean out some of the excess costs. And so what's happened is, and why, you know, my opinion, the Hospital Association, signed on to the ACA is really they knew that they were now going to have more paying customers coming through their doors with insurance policies than they had before. So they had more opportunity to bill insurance carriers and get paid than rather than having someone that didn't have insurance walking through their doors. Right. Rather than actually having, rules and regulations in place to begin to rein in some of the cost of, that you see within the healthcare systems. And it's a very interesting topic because there's a lot of hands in the cookie jar, but that's really how we're going to begin to address these issues is looking at the cost within the system.
Yeah, because the cost of hospital care and these different little spots you go to, we've seen it all of last year keep going up.
Well, and the local news stations,
you're coming.
And the local news stations here in the Denver area and Colorado Springs area have done numerous stories over the last couple of years of individuals going into a standalone urgent or ER clinic to get their finger sewn up because they sliced it doing yard work, what should cost, $150 or $200, and they receive a bill for $6,000. Yeah. And there's just inflated and bloated cost. And then that transfers into a collection process because, individuals aren't going to spend, $5,000 or $6,000 to get their hands stitched
now
up.
Now they're supposed to be posting prices, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's some of the rules that have come down from the Secretary Azar to create that price transparency. And even with pharmaceutical commercials, when you see that pharmaceutical commercial, there's supposed to be price transparency within that commercial. Now, what the drug companies have pushed back and said is we're not going to put it on the commercial, but we're going to provide a link that you can go to find out what the cost is. But the consumer is really shielded from what the actual costs are for a majority of healthcare services. When you get down to your primary care doctor, you can get a good idea of what an office visit costs or a flu shot or, your lab work. But, other services or more significant services that are provided in a hospital, largely you're shielded from those expenses is what the cost is.
Unlike my business, if I have to quote a price, if I'm going to quote a rate of 4.25, I have to quote what qualifies at that. So if they were going to have to put a price out there, it should be for there's the price. Mm-hmm. If you want to buy a car, same thing. They have to give you the price. They have to tell you everything that goes in that price. Mm-hmm. So I have a hard time understanding why they can't do that. So where then we can make the educated decision.
Right. That's exactly
I saw that
right.
the other day, and I said, that's not fair.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not fair. Yeah.
You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll come back. We're going to discuss all this a little bit more. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rates continue to drop. Have you taken advantage or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where all of our loans come with lower fees and low rates. You deserve it. Call 720-895-0500, where we have been serving Colorado since 2001. We are locally owned and operated. We know Colorado, and we know how to help. Have you tried to get a loan and been treated just like another number? Transferred from one person to another? Vague answers? Feel like no one is listening? Take AIM, where what you want matters. Respect and straight answers. And all with the same person from start to finish. Call 720-895-0500. We're the home of one of the fastest growing loans in Colorado, the Asset Manager. More Coloradans are switching to this loan than any other. Why? It allows you to pay thousands less in interest, have lower payments, access your equity for 30 years, and own your home in half the time. Find out why it could work for you. Affordable interest mortgage. Call 720-895-0500 now and keep more of your money. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Josiah Ellis is with us from Design Health, Greg Lackey, Accelerated Insurance Group. And you're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. So, Greg, we're talking about this transparency a little bit. Pretty muddy transparency, right?
Yeah, I kind of chuckle. I think it's, again, it's politicians weighing in on something that they really have no understanding. You know, people will talk about, well, I need to know the cost. I need to know the cost. Okay, that's great. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have a doctor that you want. In other words, you're comfortable with that person, and you know that's they've been with your family for 20, 25 years, understand your personal medical history, et cetera. But I look at this chart, and it says, well, over here, if I go see this doctor that I've never seen before, it says the cost is less. Okay, so I'm that person. Do I stay with my family doctor of 20 years, or do I go over here because the cost is less? Now I introduce this insurance policy that says my maximum out of pocket is $7,300 no matter who I see.
So why do you care?
Why do I care?
All you care about is your exposure.
All I care about is my exposure. And so, again, I agree. You know, a trip to Sky Ridge emergency room for my wife was $44,000, and she was there for 5 hours and didn't even get lunch. I mean, come on. I mean, it's crazy. But my insurance policy pays a large portion of that, so me as the consumer, I should be in there yelling about the, what they charge, but as a consumer, I'm only concerned with what do I have to pay?
Well, and the interesting thing is that your coverage is not even going to pay the $44,000. It's going to be a rate that's
exactly.
much, much lower than the $44,000. And that drives to the point of transparency is what's the true cost for SkyRidge to provide the service and the testing and whatever else took place during that visit to the ER. It certainly wasn't $44,000. They're not going to get $44,000. They're going to get your portion, and then there's going to be some negotiation with the third-party payer, which is the insurance company. And I think that's the frustration in the system is what's that true cost of healthcare, because there's a lot of games being played with those numbers and network discounts, and what is the cost? You know, you go into that standalone ER because you've got a cut on your finger, and I get a bill for $6,000 when you could walk into your primary care doctor, and they could stitch you up for $150. But you went there for convenience, and the perception is different than what the end result is for what you get billed.
And I think Josiah would agree with this, hence That is why you're seeing the networks shrink. Because for the insurance company who is worried about that additional expense beyond whatever that person's deductible is, it becomes important for them to go to the provider and say, okay, what is the true cost of this? And if we can funnel our insureds into this network, then they have a pretty good understanding of what their cost is going to be at the end of the year. And again, that's why you see networks shrinking. Again, I use Kaiser as an example. Bright Health is another company that's come on the scene here in Colorado. They have they've married all the Centura facilities.
And to that point, you know, we were talking about United Healthcare during the break. They introduced a plan in the small business market, so for group health plans, called the Colorado Doctor Plan, which is a partnership with Centura, just like Bright Health in the individual market. And what you're seeing is these large insurance carriers are saying, you know what, if we give our members access to 400,000 providers around the country, we have to price for that. But if we give them access to 4,000 providers, then we have a much better grasp on who they're going to see and control, to where we know and can even, in some aspects, negotiate preferred pricing with those facilities, because they know that they're going to be seeing a higher volume of patients at that level. So I think that's the beginning of trying to address some of the cost challenges. But I think when you look at it politically, as we talked about in the prior segment, is Republicans failed. They didn't get a healthcare reform package passed. I think it's a pretty widely polled consensus that most individuals feel like you shouldn't be declined for health insurance if you have a pre-existing condition. Whether you agree with that premise or not, the feeling amongst individuals is that you shouldn't be declined if you want to buy a health plan. On the Democrat side, they've got to look at it and say the ACA clearly is not working and hasn't worked for years. You've got, costs have gone up. The Affordable Care Act, where costs have tripled rather than decreased. And there's got to be some acknowledgement to the fact that, it's not working. And so that's where maybe you begin to get some bipartisan support federally. But as you mentioned, with the federal court case, it's going to have to wind its way through the court system. And the best solution is to have Congress act and act in a bipartisan way. I don't think it doesn't do any good to have a Democrat, proposal go through a Republican proposal. It's better when both sides work together.
One of the things that confuses me, and we've seen this on TV, we've talked about, is that people stay within their system. They have an issue, they go to their hospital. That's the one that's under their plan. Mm-hmm. So they go in to have the work done. But the doctor is not part of their plan. So explain to me how this works is, first of all, they went to where they were supposed to. Mm-hmm. But since the doctor is not part of their plan, the doctor bills them separately. Mm-hmm. Well, my first question is, what happened to the money if they had a doctor that was in the plan? The insurance company's not paying that because this guy's charging over here. And why would they allow somebody to work on you when they're not in your plan? And you told me this is the hospital I have to go to get the work. And it's causing a lot of people a lot of problems because they're putting liens on these homes.
No, it's a great point. I'm going to let Greg chime in on this as well. But, you've got a lot of independent medical staff that work in these facilities. So your anesthesiologist, for example, there's been a lot of press here on the Front Range, may be independent of Sky Ridge.
Right.
Independent of Parker Adventist. And so they're working and they're contracting with the hospital, but they're billing the patient directly. So Sky Ridge only cares if the services that they provide is covered under the health plan. Any of the other providers that are in that facility that are going to bill the patient, if they're billing that patient directly, Sky Ridge actually really doesn't care, to be candid with you. The facility doesn't care because they're not concerned of trying to collect that independent provider's, fee. And so it's a huge problem. It's a gap. And there needs to be some regulation around that. As much as I dislike regulation, there needs to be some level of consumer protection that when a consumer goes into a facility, that those things are disclosed. And I think that comes back to the transparency. Who's going to be touching me? Who's going to be operating on me, when I go in and seek services?
Well, and if you're under one of the plans, kind of the way I would be as a consumer, if I walk in there and I'm going to have a surgery done that's planned, if you know that I'm under this plan, because you do, because I'm coming to your hospital, you make sure the person working on me is. Now, if they're not, then somebody has to take the money from the insurance company that they would have paid and pay this guy before I have to dig into my pocket to pay the difference. He may charge more, but why is he getting away? And the insurance guy.
And my question would be a rhetorical one back would be is what incentive does the facility have to disclose that to you today?
No, you're right. They don't. It causes a lot of people a lot of long-term financial hardships, and we've seen that with liens and stuff. I mean, there's one lady, they wanted her to pay, what was it, I think, $1,000 a month, and she only made $1,500 to pay back this doctor that she never chose. And she said, I'll pay you $100, but that's all I got. It wasn't enough. So it was really difficult.
Consumer protection, and I think that starts with transparency. I mean, that's the key in this conversation so far today is transparency, transparency, transparency. But as Greg mentioned, is not sure if they want transparency.
Yeah. No, that would cost, and we could take that into drugs too.
That's
pharmacies.
Right.
That really gets going there.
No kidding. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters here on KLZ 560. Josiah Alice is with us from Design Health. Greg Lackey, Accelerate Insurance Group. I can tell you what, we'll give out Greg's number. If you got any questions for Greg, he'll be glad to answer them for you. 303-625-9538. 303-625-9538.
Explore your life outdoors coming January 9th to the Colorado Convention Center. Bring the family and discover your next adventure. Buy the latest gear and find the best destinations. Get expert advice at hundreds of free seminars and activities. Free entry for youth 15 and under. Your life outdoors at the International Sportsman's Expo, January 9th through 12th at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. More info at sportsexpos.com.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Sean of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC, Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Affordable Interest Mortgage, our great sponsor. And if you've got any mortgage needs, give them a call, 720-895-0500. Kurt, real quick question. We're talking about all the things, and you talk about liens on houses when people can't pay their mortgages. How much do lenders, if somebody's got perfect credit, I mean everything, but they got a few medical deals that, you know, they just couldn't work out, and there's medical. Does that hurt you just as much as anything else?
Medical will drop your score. Some lenders will look at it, some lender programs will look at it to where as long as it's $2,000 or less, that you don't have to pay it off, you don't have to deal with it. But if it starts going above that, it can affect the ability to buy a home. And now it'll affect your score for probably a year to a year and a half, but it stays on your record for 7 years.
Right.
Okay. But it does, yeah, it does a collection or a judgment for a medical. There's a whole bunch of them. They're explainable. Some lenders will kind of say, okay, the insurance company didn't pick them up. If you're on a payment plan, it's one thing. But other than that, yeah, it can hurt you.
Gotcha.
But there's ways around it. I had a question for you, and we've talked about this in the past, Greg. I think everybody needs to know the difference between health insurance and health care. They're not the same.
Insurance is, again, it's a political debate. You know, do we have a one-payer system? Do we have this? Do we have that? But care is a different question or a different debate. Here's an example. I saw that the first thing that was going to be talked about here with our new legislature is a public option, at least available in certain parts of the state. And they're going to reimburse with Medicare rates. Okay, all that sounds good. Question is, how many doctors are going to accept Medicare rebates or the Medicare reimbursement rates at the places we're talking about, like in Vail or Aspen?
Medicare.
How many of those providers are going to accept that?
I mean, most of the providers today can only have a certain percentage of their population that they see and treat that are Medicare, because the reimbursements are so much less than a traditional, whether it's an individual health plan or group health plan or a MediShare plan.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen this with, you know, Medicare patients here on the Front Range, where they want a particular spine surgeon as an example, but he won't accept Medicare. So now all of a sudden I've got an insurance plan, but I don't have the provider or the care that
I have.
I was
the insurance
hoping for.
I don't get the care.
I have the insurance, I don't have the care. Same thing's true at that public option that they're, you know, going around talking about now.
So are they going to force the providers to take the public option?
Great question.
Because if you do, are the providers going to stay in Colorado or do they migrate elsewhere?
I mean, that provider also has to keep his doors open.
Yeah. And
he,
that
he has to hire staff. He has bills. He has lights to turn on and so forth also. So if he's having to accept less, you know, how much of that can he take? I mean, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
I think a lot of people are surprised to understand that insurance companies, and I grew up in Florida, but we're starting to see it because of all the fires out west, that insurance companies, when those fires come in and they took them out, the insurance company goes broke. They can't be in the state. They can't stay. I mean, they're going out now, and if you're in the wrong area, from what we've talked about, you can't get insurance on your home in the mountains because of the fire danger, and you've never had a fire claim. It's just because you live in the mountains, and the likelihood of it, insurance companies are saying we don't, which is kind of what you're talking about. To where if it gets to the point and they want to do this forced insurance on everyone, mm-hmm. and that these companies have to pay for it, the insurance companies are going to say, no, we're not playing, we're leaving the state.
Greg has a great analogy that he uses, and I think it's so simplistic but drives the point home. And I think it's when you talk about a public option or single-payer insurance, it's like giving everyone a gas card that they can go to any gas station and get gas. The problem is that if there's no gas stations left, or you can't get in to see a gas station, or there's no gas, then the gas card that you have really,
it's useless.
Yeah, it doesn't work. And so if you say, well, we're going to give individuals, for example, in Vail, access to a public option, but none of the providers take the public option, then you've given them a public option that they're paying, you know, dollars for, but they can't see anybody.
I called Josiah the other day, and when I saw this, I asked him, I said, I'm really confused now, because I read on one side of the paper here that says the ACA is working, and then I see on the other side we're trying to offer a public option. Well, why are we, if the ACA is working, why are we talking public option? I thought the ACA was working.
It's a political statement, I think.
That's all it is.
Strictly.
Well, and the other thing that has not been written about is that 2 years ago in the 2016 election with Amendment 69, we struck that down handedly as a state.
Oh, huge.
Huge. And so, you know, it's interesting that that's coming back up now after this most recent election, after the taxpayers really said, no, we don't like that idea. We don't want to go down that road.
Well, I think they're going to paint it with a different brush.
Potentially.
It's going to be the same painting. It's going to be just in a different color.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I would caution people when they start talking about, you know, a one-payer system, or you hear Medicare for all, I really caution people. And who I caution is seniors, because they can't run out there and say, we're going to have a one-payer system and your Medicare is going to go away, because that would scare a pretty big voting block. So if you rephrase or use different words and say, oh, no, it's Medicare for all, well, then that kind of calms down the senior market. Because
they didn't think they lost their
They
Medicare.
Didn't lose anything.
Right.
The reality of it is, you go to a one-payer system, it all changes.
Well, all my Medicare.
Yeah, because
away.
All of a sudden now you've introduced how many more millions of people to the market? Right now, Medicare is only for people 65 and older.
Right.
You put Medicare for all, well, now all of a sudden you've introduced everyone 65 and younger.
That may or may not have coverage today.
And that puts, then think of the demand that puts on facilities and providers. There's only a certain amount of doctors. I mean, it's not like we can go create and,
you know, can't build them.
No.
12 years to make a doc and $150,000 to $250,000 in student cost.
Yeah. So you put that kind of demand on the system, well, that's why when you hear rationing and you hear those terms that I really don't care to, I'd rather educate people. I don't want to scare people. Just think about it. Apply common sense to it. If there's only a certain amount of providers, okay, and everyone has an insurance plan, do you really have care?
What makes you want to take care of yourself if you got insurance?
Yeah, and do you really have care? No, I've got an insurance plan, but I really don't have care. I can't see who I want. Right. I can't get that ACL done when I want to get it done.
By right who now, you want it done.
By who you want it done.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing that will happen, too, is your care will get directed.
Well, if they're controlling the
sure.
cost.
Now, what will also happen is you'll have providers out there that will say, you know what, I've worked way too long, too hard, I have way too much experience in this industry, and, you know, I'm going to go over here and start my own private pay.
And take the people that can afford it.
And guess who will be the only ones that will be able to afford
that? The people
that
can afford it, and they won't get
it.
That's right.
And they can do that at any point.
Absolutely.
So we all just pick the plan for this whole year.
Yeah, unless you're going
to. You know what? Your doctor may not take that next month if they want to.
Well, and you're already starting to see that happen with primary care doctors that are moving to membership-based health care, where you pay them $50, $70, $80, $100 a month. You get unlimited access to the doctor. They don't take insurance. You just pay them a membership fee just like you would to Netflix. And you get unlimited access to your primary care doctor, because the primary care doctor is one of the lower paid physicians in the healthcare system.
Right.
And they're having to see 35, 40, 45 patients a day just to keep the lights on. And they're saying, enough with this. I'm just going to take the patients that want to pay me, where I have a relationship, and I'll have a relationship with them directly, and I'll cut the insurance carrier out. And they're doing that today.
Yeah, you can't keep taking money away from the doctors, because they have cost of their own. I mean, you know, their insurance that they have to carry for malpractice is not, you know, $100, $200. It's
well, look at the dental industry. Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of that's gone to cash base. You know, very, very. I mean, there's insurance plans out there for it, but it's limited in coverage.
Yeah,
a lot of it's, you know, just cash. What do you have cash wise?
Well, that's. I don't know if it's a win-win, but we've talked about it all of last year and the year that they had the election about the one-payer system. There was one state that tried it. Well, Connecticut?
No, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Yeah. They put it in, and before it went into effect, the state was what, bankrupt?
Romney Care.
Yeah. Hold it back.
And they had to take it back out real quick because the state was broke.
That's right.
You just can't afford it. It's a great sounding thing, but who pays for it?
Where's the money?
That's right.
How are you guys, real quick before a break, how are you guys seeing this affect the employers out there that are trying to provide, you know, benefits for their employees to keep good employees? And but a lot of people I hear, you know, getting hours cut where they're not full-time anymore. And, I mean, there's no way. You look at the and I think of the food industry as most, because, you know what, that's tough to go charge, you know, $60 for the $20 pizza to help cover the cost to keep good employees.
No, I think it's a challenge that every business owner faces is, you know, how to adjust compensation properly, especially in a cost of living environment that we are in the front range that has increased significantly over the last 5 years. And then how do you compete with larger companies that are offering very benefit-rich health plans, and you want to recruit, retain those employees? How do you do it? And so we're seeing a variety of you know, solutions to that, whether it's, you know, employers giving their employees a tax-free allowance to go out and buy their own individual health care plan, or, you know, as we were talking in between one of the breaks, if you've got, you know, one W-2 employee, if you're a small business owner, you can put together a group health plan. You know, we've seen, it's actually, there's an outfit out of Texas that is actually doing corporate meta sharing now, where they're actually setting up corporate sharing plans. It's not insurance, but it's a corporate sharing plan that the employee can join into. So a variety of things that business owners are looking at. But what's interesting is because the labor pool has tightened so significantly over the last several years, business owners and businesses that typically didn't have to offer health insurance benefits or health benefits are now having to figure out how to offer something to attract and retain employees.
Well, Greg and I are in a network group, and this morning we had a guy that we were talking to in the group, and his friend has a restaurant. And he's trying to hire people, and at the $15 an hour minimum wage, he can't get enough, plus he's got to give them benefits. So what he's done, it's really kind of, he says, I can't find the employees because I can't pay them enough because of the prices I'm at. So he raised his prices, so he figured he wouldn't have to hire employees because his business will slow down, but he's making a little bit more. Problem with that, because he raised his prices, now he's got more business. He's still got the same problem. But he can't afford to do it because of the minimum wage and all the stuff that you have to pay to get that employee. It's mm-hmm. not working.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you'll see that it's just going to end up being a pass-through to the end consumer. Oh. Fees, cost, margin.
It doesn't come out of the sky.
It doesn't. It doesn't. So if the business owner's got if you're in a business where you have to offer, you know, robust health benefits to attract or retain employees, that cost is going to get passed through somewhere, and the end consumer is going to end up, you know, bearing that cost.
Right. Always.
We haven't made you totally ill during your lunch hour. I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to talk about something a little bit different, and we have a few minutes to touch on this, but also home insurance. We've seen a lot of fires lately and different things, and home insurance is getting harder and harder to find, and want to give you a little few tips on that as well. Again, Josiah Alice is with us from Design Health. His number is 888-906-4288, 888-906-4288. Greg Lackey is with us from Accelerate Insurance Group as well. We'll be right back.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck. You just got in an accident. You called the police. You made sure to get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the stuff you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor's visits, medical bills. On top of the physical pain you're in, Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now, 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident. Get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
Trust your pet's care to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hi, this is Scott Watley, and we've trusted our pets to Lone Tree for over 15 years. There are many reasons we love them, and it's great to have all of our pet care needs met under one roof. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, boarding, grooming, or obedience training, the friendly and experienced staff at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. As accredited members of the American Animal Hospital Association, you can rest assured that Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center meets the highest standards of veterinary care. And they're a Gold Star member of the BBB and a member of HaystackHelp.com. Check out their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com as they share great insight on pet care. Lone Tree is open 7 days a week for your convenience. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
Explore your life outdoors coming January 9th to the Colorado Convention Center. Looking for new off-road adventure? This is your one-stop shop. You'll find the best selection of trucks, campers, side-by-sides, and accessories, all at special prices. Show opens at noon on weekdays, 10 o'clock on the weekend. Your life outdoors at the International Sportsman's Expo, January 9th through 12th at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. More info at sportsexpos.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, you got any kind of mortgage needs, that's the folks you need to call, 720-895-0500. Been talking with Josiah Alice from Design Health, Greg Lackey, Accelerated Insurance Group. We spent most of the show here on our health care, or lack thereof. And but we're going to talk a little bit even about a home insurance. So, guys, this is becoming a big deal, too.
Yeah, there was an interesting article here. I think it was yesterday in the front page of the Denver Post in regard to, in particular, homes in, you know, the mountains or, you know, any place close to where there's trees. And the challenge that some homeowners are facing with, you know, finding a carrier, which is, we've seen it here for some time. And that's one of the advantages we have as a broker is, you know, I'm not tied to one company. So, you know, if someone calls and says, hey, we're losing our insurance, and I have the ability to go out and, you know, find a company that it will at least, you know, consider providing insurance, and they're still out there. I mean, it's just that market has really shrunk due to, you know, all the loss that we've seen in California with, you know, with the fires and you know, we've had a couple, you know, fires here that not to the magnitude that we, you know, we saw on the West Coast, but again, the insurance industry has taken on quite a bit of loss.
It's pretty tough when you can't get insurance. I mean, they did, like I said earlier, I was in Florida, and the property I had down in there, it was $4,500 a year for just home insurance. But theirs is three different types. It was wind, water, and normal, because they get them, and it was expensive. Mm-hmm. And some companies weren't even. And the reason it was so expensive because there were no other. You didn't have a place to shop.
My dad was a contractor. So he always used to say when I was young, he said, whenever you build on the side of a hill or next to water, you've got to expect problems. And, you know, you have to add, you know, the forest to that also, you know. So, you know, I mean, living in those areas, obviously, I mean, there's a lot of advantage to it. But if you're going to go into those areas or you're looking at a purchase, the first thing I would research is what's the insurance cost here? Can I get insurance? What's that going to look like? Because if you're going to go spend a bunch of money on a property, then I think it only, you know, serves you or for you to do your due diligence on how do I protect that asset. And just understand that there's going to be costs associated, and that eliminates a lot of surprises.
Mm-hmm. And even auto insurance rates have gone
sky high too.
Yeah, I mean, I drive down 25, and I think that's a pretty easy thing to understand. I mean, you know, I think you were talking about what 35,000 people move into the state on an annual basis, and our infrastructure's challenged to say the least, and. You know, where do you go when you live in such a beautiful area? And you got mountains to the west, and you got 25 and 70, and what else? You
know,
seems like about 30,000 of that 35,000 moved into the tech center.
And always in front of you. Man. There was an article this morning on one of the news stations that Fort Collins is the safest city in the state of Colorado for drivers. Denver is close to the last. And the main reason, because there's so many people on the road, and you're merging all those different people that have moved in from all over the country, and then we get to throw in a little bit of winter here that we're kind of used to, and many of them are not, it's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
You're Absolutely. Just constantly seeing accidents.
Yeah, well, you go from, 20, I'm 25 from Denver, I guess you're saying it's the worst, and you're going to the best. Well, I tell you what, getting from Denver to Fort Collins on 25. My gosh, that's like a racetrack.
Absolutely. Well, guys, this has been great information. We appreciate it, Josiah and Greg. And again, Greg Lackey's with Accelerate Insurance Group. You can reach him at 303-625-9538.
I want to give Greg a shout out because over the last 3-4 months, you've been able to help many of my clients in their homeowners insurance. So a lot of people just kind of forget, their payments will change and they forget their insurance and not go back to it. But you haven't saved people just $20, $30 a month. There's customers you're saving them $150 a month, and that's huge. So I just got to tell you, I got to thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Well, Kurt, let's talk about something we kicked off the show with, Memory Lane.
Memory Lane Museum. It's just we're going to have an event on the Tuesday, the 22nd of January, and Wednesday, the 23rd. It's a 10,000 square foot museum that has a 1950s beach town in it. They have restored cars from the 20s through the 60s. And like you were telling me at the break, the ice cream parlor sold you on the hamburgers,
yes,
and the hot dogs and the shakes and the sundaes. It's just all the stuff that go with them. They actually have a Harley Davidson that Elvis owned. And they have one of Elvis's costumes that was built by the guy that actually made all the suits for Elvis when he did his shows. They have antique bumper cars. They have a Route 66 service station, a big train room to it. It's just a wonderful facility. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the changes, Social Security, how to lower your tax liability. It's an informative class.
Right.
But then we're going to have a tour afterwards. We're going to have dinner or lunch. On Tuesday, it's dinner at 6. On Wednesday, the 23rd, it's lunch at 12. And then afterwards, we're going to have the tour of the facility. The guy that owns it, Darren Martin, he started it 20 years ago, but he's had this heart for Memory Lane for about the last 40. It's a phenomenal facility.
To RSVP for that, all you have to do is call 303-468-2820, 303-468-2820, or you can go to CFRUSA.com and get more information there. So, gentlemen, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen. Most of all, thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. And again, check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.